The steady pace of Indianapolis, Indiana is certainly ramped up as the annual NFL Combine comes to town. As the city transforms in look and feel, there is also a sense of anticipation and excitement as hundreds of hopefuls converge for a chance to showcase their talents. The information collected during the combine heavily influences the outcome of the draft, and those being evaluated are very aware of the pressure to impress. Metric data in a number of categories is measured to determine strength, speed, and explosiveness, a process that creates separation between the leaders and the pack. Watching from above, coaches and scouts get to witness live what they've mostly only viewed on tape. Information gathered here will further what they already have and will help in their final evaluation. As the days progress, new Eagles coach Chip Kelly and general manager Howie Roseman update the media on how things are evolving.
I've watched every game, you know, watched every cut-up of all our current players, but till you really get a chance to see them in person in our first mini camp, you don't really know. The film will tell you a lot, but it doesn't tell you everything. So, you know, part of making decisions is about meeting them as players and kind of finding out what their work ethic's like, what they're like on the practice field, what they're like in the weight room, and really excited about when that opportunity comes up. But, you know, from a film work standpoint, we've exhausted every tape we could on these guys, but still, you're never going to know until you get a chance to be with them and interact with them and see what they're all about.
For us, we want to make sure that we're evaluating the players. We're not downgrading them for the particular position they're playing. We're sticking to our definitions of the player and grading them appropriately. And then when we get in the draft room, we're going to stick them up right there, and we want to take the best player.
Just as important as being skilled on the field, a player's off-the-field demeanor can make or break his chances with a team's courtship. This timed get-together is also beneficial to the draftee as he considers the possibility of becoming an Eagle.
How long have you been playing left tackle for?
1 year.
For 1 year? What did you play before left tackle?
Right tackle.
What did you play before you played right tackle?
D-end and tight end.
Okay. What did you play before you played D-end and
tight end?
You're a quarterback. What'd you like the best? No,
I like playing tackle better.
Yeah, that's good.
But
looking at you as a tackle.
Yeah, but before
really, 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 and all in your heart, what'd you like playing the best?
As far as practicing wise, it'd be quarterback. You're not hitting me, not doing.
Thank you for being honest. That's good.
Not to hurt.
Howie Roseman, nice to see you.
Zach, you going to tell everybody you were out of bounds in our game on that catch?
I was out of bounds. They overturned it.
I know they overturned it, but do you think you were in, or did you?
I don't know. I know I caught it.
I know you caught it.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't catch it at first, but I don't know about the out of bounds.
I might have rolled it against you. I think you're out. But yeah. It was a hell of a catch.
Thank you.
NFL franchises are certainly not the only ones interested in getting to know these men. The hundreds of media members who have gathered for this experience are curious as to what the players are feeling and are standing by to inform the fans around the globe.
You see some of the athletes coming out now. I mean, Rob Gronkowski is a heck of a football player. Jimmy Graham was a basketball player until he made that transition. So I think you see some of these big guys that can do very multiple things, and I think that kind of speaks volumes about the position.
I would say, yeah, I'm a traditional dropback quarterback, passing quarterback. At the same time, I definitely believe I have the quickness, the pocket mobility to avoid what it takes to, you know, get out of the pocket. I think my throwing on the run is great, and complete confidence in that. I believe that, yeah, I'm strong enough to make every throw, move in the pocket, and make guys miss.
The long days in Indianapolis cannot ensure a guaranteed star in April's draft. And even then, the payoff of those players drafted cannot be fully measured until years down the road. coming up on Inside the Season, presented by Verizon Wireless. We relive the game that brought you the greatest play in NFL history.
Well, you know, this is my first time up in Canada bear hunting. There's some big bears up here, and I'm trying to get my mind right. I've been having this in my mind. I've been excited, been pumped about this for weeks now, months, I'll say. And we got to go out here and produce. I'm doing it with the bow. I love bow hunting. It's like my passion. I'm going to war with the bears. Big bears. Alberta, Canada, baby. Bear Blitz, get you some. Check, Mike. Check, check, check.
Well, we finally made it into town, into Alberta. And we're at Slave Lake here. And at Northern Wilderness Outfitters. We're on our way out to our stand to put the blitz on some big Alberta black bear.
Yard walk in to where we're gonna set up at. Where they've been coming in at, we're gonna be probably say about longest by 30 yards. And we're hoping these bears are gonna come in around the 20 yard area.
Well, right now we have sow and two cubs. The temperature's right. It's a pretty day. We're waiting for the shooter bear, that's what we're waiting for. A good mature big black bear. So we're all set tight and we'll see what happens from here.
It looks like we didn't get it done today. But you know, we've seen bears. We know they're here and we just gotta keep hunting, you know. Like I said, sitting in the house ain't gonna get it done. You gotta be out in the woods to be able to harvest something. So we're gonna give it a try tomorrow afternoon and see what happens.
Well, this is the start to first day here in Alberta. Break away from football, you know. Can't beat it. Get an adrenaline rush like that. Gotta feel the blitz, baby.
There's a little moonlight dancing on the sand. And there's a warm breeze blowing by the ocean as you take my hand. And you need to know where I'm standing now. That I'm right on the edge of giving up to you. Baby, it's a long way down. If I fall,
can you let me down
easy? I gotta get my songs back up here. Get my game back up here.
There might be a shoot off here a little later today. Because, Mr. R.E. over here, Richie Elam, thinks he got to shoot me because he gets him a new bow. Gets him a new Matthews Helium. But he's got to remember, though, who's your daddy? You ask him, who's your daddy? And he'll tell you, who's your daddy? Because every time we go shoot, I tell him if I win, they got to call me daddy.
I was like, hey, you know what I got to say about it? Talk is cheap. So time will tell. We'll let him get his rest and relaxation in, and it'll be on later. Stay tuned.
Well, we're finally in our setup. We're hoping we can get a shot about between 30 and 20 yards on these black bears. We know there's a big bear. Matter of fact, there's two big bears moving through this area. We're trying to commit the bear blitz, baby. There he comes right here. He's coming in right here. The back one. The front one. The back one. The back board. The board's in the back. The brown face one. Yeah. Oh.
He's aggressive, dude. Aggressive bear. I ain't never seen aggressive bear like that. Came right here and I popped him right here. Got him leaping on the ground. Perfect shot. Perfect one.
Yeah, took him out. Perfect.
Yeah, I was like, okay. I was like, this is too good. I was like, he's big enough bear. I was like, I was going to pass with him. I'm like, glad I didn't pass on him. Good pass through. It was good exodus. Did his job and hit the mark. First time to use it on a bear. And I think it done his job. So let's go look for this bear. And we got good blood, good pass through. Oh, yes. It's got a pre-coat on it. Man, this bear was one aggressive bear. Pretty happy. You know, I got a chance to get away from football and for off-season program workouts and stuff, and let it come up to Canada and back to football. Here I go, back to Philly, and put the blitz on a bear. Now it's time to put the blitz on the quarterback. So stay tuned.
This portion of Inside the Season was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Download the free Dunkin' mobile app today. Inside the Season is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. For Eagles text alerts from Verizon Wireless, text Eagles to 82565. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Dunkin' Donuts, download the free Dunkin' mobile app today. And by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
December 19th, 2010. To this day, I consider that the best game I have ever seen.
This is the real miracle of the Meadowlands, voted on ESPN as the number one play in NFL history going back to 1920.
Today, all the talking stops and these two 9-4 teams go to war.
When I'm watching an Eagles game, I'm already kind of starting to rehearse how I'm going to talk about it the next morning in Philadelphia. And I'm watching this game and I'm going, this is horrible. What has happened to the Philadelphia Eagles?
I remember saying on the air, as they went to the locker room at halftime and the score was 24-3 Giants, I said on the air, the score is the Giants 24, the Eagles are still at their hotel.
People that sometimes question, is there such a thing as momentum in sports? And a lot of people tell you there is no such thing as momentum in sports. And that's nonsense. There's absolutely momentum in sports.
Michael Vick hit Brent Celek over the middle, and Celek ran downfield and scored a touchdown.
Great play. Hit it one at a time.
And then the Eagles have an onside kick, and Riley Cooper recovers it.
And this time it was Michael Vick on a quarterback draw.
And you could just feel the energy in the stadium change. And even though the Giants at that point are still holding a pretty comfortable lead, all of a sudden it just begins to feel tenuous.
If the Eagles can score here, you are going to see the Giants very, very nervous.
And I will still remember the pass that went to Jeremy Maclin inside the left pylon for another touchdown and the extra point for Titan.
We own New York!
The Eagles had to stop the Giants one more time, and they did.
Back he goes. Here comes the blitz. He lets it go, and it's incomplete. And the Giants will have to punt.
I'm standing there on the sidelines, and I said to a couple of guys, I said, I don't know what can happen here. He's not going to kick the ball to Sean Jackson.
For some reason, Tom Coughlin allowed his punter to punt the ball to Deshaun Jackson. And boy, why did he ever do that?
And then I see Deshaun drop the ball, and I said, nah, he didn't have possession of the ball at first. And that helped in the play.
And Deshaun Jackson turns into Michael Jackson, dancing his way through the New York Giants.
You know, Merrill's going through his call.
It's a knuckle. Jackson takes it at the 35. Picks it up. Looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 45.
And I just started to scream in the background, oh, 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 because I knew where he was going.
Midfield. He's at the 40. He's going to go. Deshaun Jackson. I don't care if he jumps, dives. He's running around. And he's in the end zone. And there's no time. And the Eagles win. The Eagles win.
This is Miracle in the Meadowlands number two.
And the thing that I always remember from the play, and I'll never forget this, is when Tom Coughlin, as Deshaun's running past him on the sidelines, slamming down his papers.
The incredible decision by Jackson to get to the one-yard line and run straight across the goal line. And I think I speak for an entire city when we're screaming, run in the end zone, get in the end zone, Deshaun, what are you doing? And obviously he was actually, rolling at the clock, killing the final seconds of it.
Everything that had to happen, everything that had to go right, everything that had to be executed on the offense and the defense getting the stops and an onside kick that was recovered that set it up. And then the punt return. I mean, all three phases of the team had to execute just so. And certain things had to happen just so to allow the final kick return to happen and win the game.
This portion of Inside the Season was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
And back we are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Merrill Reese, Anthony Gargano, and Eagles defensive lineman Fletcher Cox. Fletcher, how difficult has the adjustment been for you into the new Bill Davis defense?
I think it was hard at first, and I'm still kind of, getting adjusted to it. I won't say I got everything down pat. I mean, I'm just adjusting to it on the run.
What are the differences for you?
I mean, it's a lot of difference. Me going from playing, 4-3 defensive tackle, all my career, and then going to a, 3-4 defensive end is, it's a whole lot different. It's a lot of different things, and you gotta want to sacrifice, a lot of stuff for that defense. And, I'm willing to buy in and, willing to get the job done.
Well, that's important. I mean, obviously, when you're switching schemes like that, I mean, they go from a wide 9-43 to a 34-2 gap. You can't get more different in responsibility.
Right, and that's where the part comes, as I said, a few seconds ago, you got to be willing to sacrifice for those linebackers. And, you just got to be a hard-nosed player, and that's in every defense.
What do you guys, when you look at this defense, and obviously it struggled some, so what do you take from it? Like going into the Giants, new thing, what's the morale like defensively?
Well, I mean, you can look at it. We got played four games, got a lot to learn from those four games. You can go back. You can point out all the goods, point out all the bads, and you can point out all the what ifs. What if we would have done that? Then that may would have happened. But you got to put those games behind us. And this week we focus on the Giants. We on the road again, and we just get prepared for it.
Against an 0-4 team, so they are going to come out very, very desperate. And that if you beat the Giants, you're not only back in the race. At that moment, if the Cowboys lose to Denver, as we think they will, you guys are right up there in first place.
I mean, that'll be a good thing. It's a division game right across the bridge, and, it's one of those games that I look forward to playing.
Well, Fletcher, we thank you for visiting us here at Chickies and Pete's, and we wish you best of luck Sunday at the Meadowlands, and thank you so much. Get some rest.
Thank you, and I will.
The Eagles and the American Red Cross are teaming up for the 6th annual Eagles Blood Drive. For more information on how you can participate, visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.